Welcome to episode 3.
Yeah, that's actually re-recorded, Pete, by the way.
Yes, Peter, you are recording. He doesn't want to say anything now.
Oh, my belly babbling. Yes, I'm here. Now, well, is that what
I've had a good show to say. Neville has been here for a while.
Neville, yeah. He's such a nice guy.
It was very your generation, except I didn't understand anything from his generation. I was totally lost.
It's so funny because you can muck around with him. Oh, do you have an iPad? No. Why would I have an iPad?
I agree with him, actually.
Yeah,
been tempted to buy an iPad, but...
You should get one. They're pretty good.
But it's a lot of money.
That's true.
And Toph's got the new one now.
Called T-Pad.
Oh, that thing. With with the phone in it, too, and everything.
Yeah, why would you want to find on a big freaking tab?
That's true. You don't really need it,
though. Hello, I'm talking into my brick phone. Like, I'll be over that stage now.
Yeah, that's true.
Tablet is to read.
That's right.
Not to call. Isn't it, Pete?
Yes!
He doesn't even have a laptop.
When are you getting your computer, Pete? I've got a surprise for you, actually. I brought you a lovely new power supply.
Oh, right.
From the nice people
I'm going to get a laptop soon.
A laptop?
Yes.
A lap dance or a laptop?
Laptop. $300. Good condition. Beauty.
Oh,
really?
Smack of the deal.
Brand new?
Looks good.
Brand new?
Don't know, but it's $300.
Well, the Australian dollar, I'm a bit disappointed too.
Oh, it's gone down now, hasn't it? The Australian dollar was so good.
Poor deal.
Now it's down to the lousy 98 cents.
2 cents. What are we going to do? No, it's still pretty good, though, because when it was equal, that was awesome. Mm. How good was it? Did you buy anything?
No.
You didn't?
I just don't know what to buy.
That's right. You didn't know what to
buy?
It was good.
What did you bought?
You should have bought.
What?
With the US dollar.
Nothing.
Well, actually, I bought stuff at the shop the other day, so that probably has been affected by the price.
Dollar thing.
Depends what you bought, I guess.
I didn't buy anything that's really made it in America, so that would have been a bit of a problem.
You bought Neville a record.
Random. So, Mars, are you going?
That's right, Mars. No. Maybe next year.
Really?
No, not really. I don't really care for it.
Sure you would.
I reckon it'd be... you know what? Like, if I was really old and, well, you know...
Going to die anyway.
Why the hell not? I'll volunteer.
Yeah, that's
true. Send me up there. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
To send up a roast every now and again. You know? It's going to be a very cold roast by the time it goes 9... Well, I don't know. Would it be cold, though? Because I think Mars gets quite hot at times. It has sub-zero temperatures.
Wow, and it gets
a bit
really
like
hot.
Canberra, in other words.
Yeah, it's really cold there, eh?
It's a bit like the... I don't know. You would be remembered for something, though, if you did get there.
Because you'd be the first person on the Mars, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd, like, own a country.
Yeah, but what's with that? Like, how do they know a person's actually going to be able to live on that?
You don't.
They're just testing
it. Then again, if you remember back to... as in your younger days...
Yeah.
back in the early 1700s, or actually in the 1600s, when they invented boats, they thought the world was going to be
flat.
It would you jump off the end of the earth and you die.
That's right. Yeah,
that's what they thought was going to happen, and thankfully,
it didn't.
They persevered. Said, I'll go to the end of the earth and see what it's like to fall off, and I'll send you a postcard or a bottle, and they found it straight.
That's right. Yeah.
If that didn't happen,
no one would have known.
Well, they probably would eventually when they. Maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe they just would have stayed where they were.
That's right. They would have been too scared
too
to
high,
go.
Too scary.
The person didn't come back before. Why would we go?
We let that guy go. James Cook. We sent all the convicts with him. So why don't they send convicts up to Mars?
That's true. Send prisoners.
Yeah.
And if they die, they die. Hey, who cares?
I cannot find any backpacks up there, surely.
Exactly.
There's not many that do the Mars to Earth run.
Yeah. I reckon they should send criminals up there.
Yeah. What a great prison.
Mars prison.
But, I don't know, like, it's a brilliant idea.
It is, because why should honest people go up to Mars when they could die or explode or lose... Shut the fuck up, Peter.
Would you not send the criminals up to Mars like they did to Australia in...
Yes.
I reckon they should do that. Send the criminals up to Mars.
And, like, you know, escape. Bring it on. What are you going to do?
You're either going to die, get flown away...
Build a rocket...
So it takes 9 months to get up there. I thought it was like a couple of years or
nine
something.
9 months one way. They're using the express train, I think.
But what about the way back? Wouldn't it be 9 months as well?
Sorry?
It takes a day to get there.
No, it doesn't.
It takes a day to get to Europe. If it takes a day to get to Mars, bloody hell. I've been ripped off.
And all the criminals.
Where's my plane going?
We'll put all the criminals up there.
I thought it takes a couple of years to get there.
Not all the criminals. We're talking about... You'd only send the dangerous criminals, not the petty criminals.
No, all of them.
Because, like, parole hearings would be quite difficult.
Imagine that.
Actually, we got it wrong. Yep. We'll send you back.
Via satellite from Mars.
Problem is, the whole getting you there, how dumb can you be? Have they not figured out how to get the people back?
That's true.
Not come up with the
Send like two ships up there. One just in case.
Can you imagine the meeting? They went, oh, we'll build the rocket to go there. Why don't they come back? It's so difficult.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
They'll like it. It might have a beach.
You thought they would have thought about the one-way thing before that, don't you reckon? Mm-hmm. Instead of just going, oh, okay, we're going to have one way. Don't worry about coming back. We won't know what happens.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a camera there and stuff, you reckon?
Talking rubbish.
I don't think the NBN will get that far.
What about NASA?
otherwise, because if it did, that's probably why it's going to cost so much money. But
oh, that's Channel 3.
Channel 3, yeah.
Channel 3 with NBN.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
And win with four.
What they should do is, if they're going to do it, get one person from each country.
Yeah, one criminal from each country.
Australia, yeah, America.
One criminal in each country, send them up.
Yeah, then...
Chevelle Corby, you're going up.
No! She
would love it.
I hate her so much.
She would be great there.
Send her up
with a boogie board. She can do whatever she likes. I don't think the Martian people...
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking too today, actually.
Yeah.
If we went to Mars, right?
Yeah.
Would that make us space people?
It would.
Is that like boat people, but on space boats?
the aliens wouldn't want us there?
Yeah, what if Martian Howard said, no, I will determine the terms that you come to our country. Wouldn't it be hilarious if we got shipped back?
That would be hilarious.
Put into detention.
No, go back 9 months. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Shoot him in the
detention.
Hand.
That's what you get for not letting boat people in.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you humans into Martian land, like President McMartian.
That'd be actually pretty funny if that actually happened.
I'm pretty sure there's not people there. Well, they'll not come over
here
yet.
Well, do you think there's anything out there people reckon, you know?
Yeah, there has to be.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What, you reckon like Martians and...
Maybe there's a whole planet of bears.
That's true, a whole ice planet of bears.
Yeah. Just rolling around and, you know, living it up.
Well, we're not the most religious people, are we?
Yeah. Oh,
not at all. That's why I don't know.
Every Sunday I'm at church, front and center.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
Well, we're going to spend Christmas in a radio station.
Yeah,
well, no, we're not.
Well, why can't you? That's so stupid. I prefer to spend Christmas there instead of New Year's.
Could you be dosed up on your soft drinks?
Yeah, on my water.
Yes.
But that's just my opinion.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Well, if I was going to Mars for Christmas, which I'm probably a bit late, I probably missed that boat.
You can have your trip there instead of overseas.
I was thinking about to go on holidays, and I never thought of Mars.
Go to Mars instead.
Wouldn't that be cool? So, I've gone to Mars.
You could control the show from Mars.
They had to have internet up there or something.
I'm pretty sure they got Wi-Fi on Mars.
What do you do up in Mars, though?
Yeah, there's like nothing there. Collect rocks.
There's no supermarket, I believe.
There's
pretty sure that's the only place. Yeah, send the criminals up there. Send the fucking bastards up there and blow them up.
Yeah, Peter, what the fuck is up with
you're
that?
You're like the fucking Bill O'Reilly that's just gone mental.
Yeah, well, this isn't The View. Well, Glenn isn't Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I'm not going to walk out because you're in the way.
I still love the bit where he's like, if you listen, you'd learn something.
Yeah, that's going to get the attention of Whoopi Goldberg. Like, yeah.
She's like, no, you didn't just say that.
Don't you know I was in Sister Act? That's what she was trying to say.
Yeah,
I am.
She is a more. I don't like Whoopi Goldberg.
No, Bill was probably quite right. She probably has a lot to learn.
And whoever the other people were, what were their names?
What's her face?
I don't really care.
I don't usually watch them.
Have you watched anything good this week?
Yeah, Judge Judy was on the other week.
Oh, did you watch it again?
Oh, did I miss this last time?
I think you mentioned it last week to me.
Right. Awesome. They had the...
Let me guess, a Domestic Family or something.
No, better.
What was it this time?
It was boyfriends and girlfriends dodging each other of money. Classic. You let him move in and you kept borrowing him money and he didn't pay back the first time. What do you make you think he's going to pay back the second time?
Exactly. And then you have a kid with him and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, had one of those.
Oh, really? That is so stupid.
It is terrible television, but God, it's funny to watch.
I don't know what's wrong with American shows, like Judge Judy, and they've got so many court shows. Have you seen that? I think it's on Arena or W or one of them, or Bio or something. They've got this other one. I think it's just called, like, Family Court or something.
Oh, my God.
How original.
What a great way to solve all your family problems on television.
Called Family Court. I don't know. It's just...
Today in Family Court, this little son hasn't taken the trash out. Should his allowance be docked?
Let's find out.
No.
Yeah.
Judge Family Court, what do you think? Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, you're going to be my bit.
But also, Pete, did you hear this week too? Christina Keneally, not very popular. Her party's not very popular.
No, Labour's going to lose in March.
Apparently they're thinking of getting Justin Bieber on to try to boost their popularity.
He was on CSI.
Mitchell Smith from X Factor.
As a victim?
Yes, he was as a criminal.
A victim as in... No.
As like a criminal, like... He was in jail. I would just
be hoping he'd be like, you know... No, I was hoping he'd be on the other show. What's it? Cold Case.
Cold Case. Law and Order?
Cold Case.
No, Cold Case.
I don't watch that show.
I want him to be on that one.
Okay. What happens in that one?
Okay, so they get like old murder files.
Okay.
He could be one of those.
He could be one of the murdered people.
How did this twatty boy...
You don't like him at all, do you?
No.
Yeah, he's no Powderfinger.
He's not even... I think he's musically challenged.
Yeah, that's what I hate about it. He's done nothing. His music sucks, and they're trying to make him the but biggest thing.
Gangster, I was streaming some gangster clip the other way.
Was he?
He was with, like, you know, Uzi C or Booba D. Uzi C. or I've Got Some Bling. I think it was I Got Some Bling Uzi, actually.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I Got Some Bling. Oh, he's hilarious. I Got Some Bling. Man, get down with these homies and, you know. He's
breaks it down, stuff. Drops a beat.
I get on really well with What's My Bling.
You guys work at the same place.
Yeah. He's hilarious. He's got. I love his song, Bling, Bling, Bling. That's my bling, bling, favorite bling. Song. And then Justin goes in there and goes, Bling, Bling, Bling. And then he goes, Bling, Bling,
and
Bling.
And that's all they say, don't they?
Okay. Oh, my God.
But who do you prefer? Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber?
Or Bling, Bling, Bling.
Oh, Bling, Bling, Bling.
Oh, it's tough. Oh,
who do you despise
I think
more?
Lady Gaga's got a bit more talent than Justin Bieber.
She is more talented,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's got a bit more
creative.
Hold a note.
She's got more creativeness to her.
Yeah, probably a little bit too much.
With a whole wacky friggin' costumes and that whole meat suit. Did you see that?
The what?
She was wearing a whole meat dress made out of meat. Imagine if the ants got onto that shit.
Yeah. That
or like one of those police dogs.
Did you have a salad on the side or was it just this?
No, it was just chunks of handbag. Chunks of big meat. Just, it was so fucking stupid. Yeah, it was dumb. You got to find that. It is stupid.
Yeah, I'll search up stupid Lady Gaga.
And you'll find it. It'll be like the top 100.
Number one. Yes, she wore a meat suit with Coke cans in her hair.
Just look on Google or, you know, you'll find it. It's so funny.
But she is much more talented than Bling Boy. Justin, in this clip, right? He goes Justin in, he Blinger. Tries to be like a gangster.
I haven't seen it. Who's in it? Like, what's it called?
You know, Bling Master Bling or something. But, do a search for Justin Bling Master.
Justin Blinger.
But literally, he, like, you know, in a sort of boy poppy,
yeah,
attract the 12-year-olds song. Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, he sold a lot of records. That guy. Oh,
he's not really a homie. Let's put it that way.
He's not.
You know, Bling Blang probably wouldn't hang out with him in the pub.
Well, when you've got Usher looking after you, you know.
Or the nightclub. Sorry.
Oh yeah,
pub's not very.
Well, he's only like 12, isn't he? So he's not allowed to get in the nightclubs yet.
That's the other thing. What 12-year-old gangster do you know?
I'd be worried if my kid was hanging out with gangsters and he's 12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is his parents?
And making all this money. He could be selling drugs or... I know, you never see their parents. Like, with the whole Lindsay Lohan thing, you see her parents and her father and they all...
Is that because they're screaming and yelling at the court?
Because it's always on TMZ. Do you watch that show, TMZ?
No.
That is so funny. You got to watch it. It's very good. Record it. Every day. I think Peter's stealing our show.
Wow, Pete's on the Rock Show now.
Too bad we can't listen through this while it's on.
We could, but we're not.
We're not going
to... No, I have not watched... No, I have not seen
it. You should watch TMZ. Every day, 11...
Have you heard of a show called Dating in the Dark, by the way?
Yes, it looks pretty good, surprisingly.
I have not watched it, but it looks terrible. But
American one, terrible, but it looks watchable, even though you can't see in the dark.
It sounds like Perfect Match gone mad.
It's gotten good reviews, surprisingly.
Really?
Also, that's what we forgot to mention in TV news. A new Australian reality show is coming. It's like Jersey Shore, but it's Australian and it's on the beach.
So it's what, Manly Shore? No, oh my God, the ferry's coming in, Jimmy.
I'm going to find out what it's called. I'll tell you in a second.
The Bling Mice has just got in on the ferry.
No, what's it called?
I guess we'll find it in our intermission.
I'll find it here. Freehand. Here we go. Yeah, it's so shit. It's got the most dumbest name for a reality show you've ever heard.
It's not...
It's
retarded. It's not Gosford Shore, because that really doesn't make sense.
Gosford Shore.
Up in the Central Coast.
Oh, here it is. Freshwater Blue.
No.
How stupid is that? And it's even got a website.
What about Bogan Shore? I would have paid that.
Okay, I'll give you one chance to guess which the channel is that it's going to be on.
MTV.
Yes.
Formerly Music Television.
Oh, sorry. Think Good TV. No, that's not... I take that back.
No.
But yeah, it's so stupid. It's even... I'm surprised you didn't see this on the... It even made it to the Wall Street Journal. I don't know how it made it...
I read the Wall Street Journal every day with my Bling Master.
And did you find it in there?
No.
Well, apparently the, like, a sneak preview of the pilot's already out, and it's pretty horrible.
Also, too, MTV also released 2 Skins.
Did you watch that? That is so shit.
I watched the original Skins, and then
it's,
you watch
so
the
much better.
Trailer, and you sort of go, it's the same people, but just more annoying.
Don't you reckon that's the most stupid thing you've ever
seen?
Because
they don't think of a new plot line?
You know what? That's the problem. No, because I think they just wanted to copy the same script at the start.
Maxie.
But then they're going to follow off the, like, different stories.
Yeah, like Maxie is going to be axed and they're going to put in a lesbian.
Because you can't have a gay guy on there.
No.
Skins, yeah. What was her name? I can't remember, but yeah. It's stupid because that American Skin is going to be so crap. So crap.
Yes, I agree. And the British one airs in America already anyway.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Does it?
On the, but not only on cable.
So it's on, like, ABC or something.
BBC America or something like that.
Oh, okay. Right, right. Yeah, because apparently it's...
Which doesn't really naturally attract the youngsters usually.
It doesn't really attract Americans.
American youngsters probably don't watch that channel very often.
American Bling Bling?
I think after Antiques Roadshow and then Skins comes on afterwards, probably not the combination they're looking... Then again, Antiques Roadshow is pretty good.
Oh, God, Antiques Roadshow. Hey, let's have a look. Yeah, Antiques Roadshow, that, isn't that still on Channel 9, like, every day?
Yeah. I think it's before Eddie gets on and...
Isn't it called Hot Seat or something?
Yeah, the cold duck.
But yeah, anything else you need to talk about?
I think we're on our podcast for another week.
I know that you are technically married now, but that does not mean that they have to live here.
Dale, I think it's time for a change for both of us.
Dad, we're men, okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do. And now that is all wrecked.
We literally have never done any of those things.
All right. Here's a scenario for you, Dad. Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower and decides to come on to me. I'm looking good. I've got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat. And she takes one look at me, and she goes, oh my God, I've had the old bull, now I want the young calf. And she grabs me by the wiener. Shut the fuck up!